Sam, you talked about wanting more explosive plays. Tell us about the 39-yarder down the left sideline to Diggs.
Honestly, it was a play that, you know, we've probably had in for a while but haven't run in a while and decided to run it tonight. And, it worked. Obviously, Diggs did a really nice job of just kind of feeling the soft spot, you know, once he kind of got in there to that second level. Protection was great, and, you know, we were able to kind of create a big play right there.
The protection, it seemed, was a lot better than last week.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, 3 points in 3 series, is you obviously want to do better than that, I guess.
Yeah. I think those guys up front, you know, they played really well tonight. I thought they did a really nice job in the run game, you know, just changing the line of scrimmage, opening some holes for Dalvin to hit. And I thought they played well in the pass game tonight, too. So, you know, I'm really proud of those guys and, you know, what they were able to do tonight.
Sam, have you been able to get a feel for what this offense can do, knowing how many parts are just being mixed in and out in 3 series at a time?
I think so. You know, I think we've had a really good camp so far. You know, I think that we've got a lot of quality work in, you know, when we were in Mankato and then when we came back, to Eden Prairie this week. But, you know, I think it's nice because we have so many pieces that I feel like we can use and that can be involved in this offense. And I think, you know, the tricky part is figuring out exactly how they all kind of fit together and how we're going to use everyone, you know, especially, you know, when we've got everyone on the field at the same time. But, you know, I think it's going to allow us to be a little bit more versatile than we were in the past.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer had said, too, he expects a lot of those guys to be back for this next preseason game against the Niners. And do you hope you get a long run in that one to kind of figure that out?
Obviously the third preseason game is usually, you know, kind of the most real or, it's kind of your dress rehearsal before the regular season. And so I think to get out there next week and get some extended action, and get into a rhythm and, you know, go out there and put a few different things together. I'm not sure what our week will be like this week, but, you know, if we do have a game plan, it'll be nice to kind of jump into a game plan and get the flow of a normal week, you know, and go out there and then put it on the field.
How great was it seeing Dalvin break some nice games on the ground?
It was awesome. We've seen it all camp, just what he's been able to do. I think we all know, you know, how talented he is. But, you know, for him to be able to do that tonight, I mean, he was close to breaking a few for, some really long runs. But, you know, even what he was able to do tonight, it was great to see.
How was the communication with Pat in the loud environment?
It was good. You know, I thought Pat did great. You know, obviously this is, you know, one of the toughest places to play in the league. Granted, it was preseason tonight and probably not as loud as it is during the regular season, but it was still loud out there tonight. And I thought the communication up front with those guys, I thought he did a really nice job kind of directing that.
Sam, what do you see from the two quarterbacks behind you and kind of what they've done in these two preseason games?
Those guys are battling. You know, I think they're both playing well. You know, I think, you know, I've had a chance just to watch them through the spring, you know, through the summer, through camp. You know, I think that they both played really well. I think they've both made some really nice plays. It's been fun to be in the same room with those guys, you know, and talk ball and then, you know, just kind of learn together, since we've been together for probably the past 6 months now.
Scott, how do you feel about how you guys played tonight?
Obviously it was nice to come out and move the ball on that first drive the way we did. Then the two negative plays kind of set us back, which is something that's a little bit disappointing given the fact that it's been a point of emphasis of ours in the offseason. And then, I think there were some positives. I mean, we'll go back and look at the tape and see exactly, you know, what went on out there. But, you know, I think there's definitely some things that we can build on.
Kind of a work in progress. I mean, no points last week, 3 tonight, and Cook looks better. I mean, obviously you're hoping that things are slow. And you got two starting offensive linemen, hopefully, back next week.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, you want to go out there and you want to play great, you know, every time you step on the field. I think from last week to this week, we definitely made some progress, though. And I think, you know, we're going in the right direction. You know, it'll be nice, you know, to get back, look at this, you know, try to correct the mistakes and then come out next week, you know, and look really sharp.
Last couple.
I was talking to Warren Moon before the game, and one thing he said, you know, with Teddy Bridgewater getting healthy and all that kind of stuff, that it's important for you to get off to a good start this season. Do you sense any urgency to get off to a good start, you know, with Teddy getting healthier?
Regardless of, you know, Teddy being healthy or getting healthy, you know, I think it's important for all of us to get off to a good start. I mean, you never want to start up slow. You never want to put your team or yourself in a hole. And so, you know, I don't think anyone's ever gone into a season, you know, and thought, hey, we can start slow. You know, I think there's always a sense of urgency to go out there and start fast.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.